Nice. So the last thing that we've been talking about is Taliya, is assuming that the Chulin went into the Chulin and the Truma went into the Truma, because we have the right to do so, but Truma Bizman Azeh Dirabanan. So 5 lines down on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So Abayi is going to question the whole idea of a source from Mishras to Heter Mitzdarif Lisser, right? The principles that we've been discussing at such great length of how maybe specifically when we're dealing with a situation of something which isn't categorically usser, like the Isurei Nazir, these are fundamentally permissible, but the Gavra has generated an Isser on himself, it makes a lot more sense to say it's Min Bimino, the Heter is Mitzdarif Lisser. So Abaye is going to throw a monkey wrench into this. So Amar Abaye Mimai Dehai Mishras Leheter Mitzdarif Lisser Da Sadilma Li Tain Tam Ki Ikar Hu Da So Labai Me Kara Kakashale Mai De Kamar Rav Dimi Vikamosivle Kol Halin Tiyufta Hadar Amar Le Li Tain Tam Ki Ikar So Basar Deshani Le Amar Le Dilma Li Tain Tam Ki Ikar Hu Da Asa. So Abaye says, again, this whole line of the Gemara is pointed out by the Rishonim. This is Abaye's line of reasoning. He was always bothered by the possibility that the Mishras, the idea of soaking grapes in something, was a way of getting at the idea of Heter Mitzdarif Lisser, rather Ta'am Kikar. So this is, again, one of the foundational principles of all of Kashrus, that even if you don't have the grape anymore, but you just soaked a grape in water, right, so now it has the Ta'am of Yain, it has the taste of water, a taste of wine, and that is like the grape itself. So ta'am ki'ikar, it would be usur under the same circumstances. So for the rest of the daf, we're going to see many different possibilities of how we derive this principle of ta'am ki'ikar, but one of them is from Mishras, as we see here. That seems to be in line with the thinking of Abayil. Chedetanya, Mishras, litein ta'am ki'ikar, shim shara anavim b'mayim, if you would soak grapes in water, v'yesh b'hem etam yayin, and now there's the taste of wine, chayiv, umikad na'atadan l'chol yisurim shevetara, uman nazir she nisur yisuro, lan v'y nisur yisur hanoa v'yesh hetar liyisuro. By nazir, we have 3 basic leniencies. Stam nazirus is only for 30 days. There's no isur hanoa associated with it. V'yesh hetar liyisuro, you could go to a chacham and be released from your neder altogether. Asa botam kikar, we have nonetheless a chumra of ta'am ki'ikar, that you don't even need the actual substance itself, but even the very taste of that substance. So certainly to other isurim that are more chamor, asabo ta'am ki'ikar, kilei ha'karem, she'isurin isur olam, v'isurin isur hanoa, v'en hetel isurin en adin, she'yasabo ta'am ki'ikar, v'hu adin, le'arla b'shtayim. And we can apply it to Arla in 2 of the cases. This is machlokes Rashi Tosos, which case wouldn't apply to Arla. So Tosos comments in the name of Rashi, that there is an Isser Hanoah, and there's no Heter Lisuro, in other words, the fruits of the first 3 years are always going to be stigmatized, but we would say, Ein Isuro Isser Olam, because by the 4th year, right, you know, the fruits are not stigmatized. So Tosus disagrees with that, and Tosus says, certainly it's Isser Olam, because Isser Olam means only the first 3 years. But so what do we mean? Yesh heter liisuro is the difference. Rabbi Feuerstein Shlita, good morning. Yesh heter liisuro, because during the 4th year, it starts off as aser, but you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, the netta revai, or redeem it out, so then it becomes permissible. Then Tosas quotes 2 answers, very fascinating, name of Rabbeinu Yantif, ben Harav Rabbi Yehuda, of how we might think of yesh heter liisuro, that you're still allowed to plant the tree, right? And you just have to wait it out for 3 years. Or that, like Nazir, you're allowed to become a Nazir. There's nothing wrong with that. Kilei HaKerem, there's an Isser Zriya. You're not allowed to plant Kilei HaKerem altogether. Okay, so that's a very important point regarding what exactly the comparison to Arla is. But Arla is similar in a certain sense, so there should be Tam Ki Ikar as well. So Amrei Halmei Rabbanan Rabbi Avahu Kamrala Rabbi Kiva. Hi, Rabbi Kiva. Which Rabbi Kiva statement are we referring to? So Ilem Rabbi Kiva Dehachan, our Mishnah, Titan Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilo Shara Pito Beyayin Veishbo Kedei Letzarev Kezayis Chayev Mimai Dilma. Maybe that was a situation, the Bach makes an emendation, Vehudika Kezayis Miyayin Lechudei, right, that there was already a Kezayis of Yayin, right, so you can't say that this is like a Heter Mitzarev Leisser kind of a situation. You don't need the Heter, you don't need the bread, there's a Kezayis of Yayin that you ingested you know, mikol makom, under all circumstances. So what's the great chiddush there? The chisema may the memra. So the Gemara says, so then what would be the point of Rabbi Kiva's statement? Tanakama says you have to ingest the yayin in the normal fashion, which is to say that you have to drink it. And Rabbi Kiva is suggesting that even if it's saturated in bread. So Eli Rabbi Kiva the Braisa, the Tani Rabbi Kiva Omer Nazir Shashar Piso Bayayin, Vachal Kazayas Mipas, Umiyayin Achayav. This is Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa. So he says that a Nazir who submerges his bread into wine and he eats a Kazayas of the bread, which is saturated with the wine, is chayav. Some of the Ravacha, Breda, Ravavi, the Ravashi, the Rabbi Kiva, to kamokim lelahai, v'chol mishras, lehetar, mitzdarif, le'isser. So how does he know the din of tam kikar, litain tam kikar, minole? So again, according to the perspective which Abaye shared, so we saw that mishras isn't the source for hetar, mitzdarif, le'isser, but rather for the principle of tam kikar. So where did Rabbi Kiva derive that principle from? So he learned it from a different source altogether. So yalef mi basar b'chalav. So lav tam ba'al mahuva asar hachanami loshna. So Rabbi Kiva says it's basar b'chalav because what happens in basar b'chalav? It's not like you necessarily have, you know, a cheeseburger. Imagine you have the meat and the milk together. So what happens is that we know that even if milk and meat are cooked together, right? And the you know you don't have the iser be'en. You don't have the actual chafta disur, the substance of that which is prohibited, but just the taste got mixed into the meat. So that would be prohibited as well. So the rabbis reject that. That's a second possible source for tam kikar. Rabbanu basar b'chalav lo gaminan dechidishu, because it's a great novelty. My chidushe ilay mida haydu chudei v'haydu chudei shari v'hadei hadadei asar kilam nami haydu chudei shari v'haydu chudei shari v'hadei hadadei asar. Don't tell me that the chidish of basar b'chalav is that basar is mutter on its own and chalav is mutter on its own, because and only together prohibited, because we have that by kilaya kerem. You're allowed to have grapes and you're allowed to have other zra'im, okay? Chita sa'ora, all these things are independently permissible. It's only the mixture which is prohibited. So rather, Gemara says, Aladin tarulai kula yome bechel bashari mevashale bishulei asur. The difference is the following, that on the Torah level, Torah says three times, lo sevashal gediba chalevi mo. Isser bishul, isser achila, isser hanoya. But to get to the isser achila, to get to the isser hanoya, so you have to have a process of bishul, derech bishul asur Torah. So then the rice level, if you would just put, you know, a piece of cheese on top of a piece of meat and eat it, you didn't violate anything. It actually has to be cooked together. So that's the chiddush of basar b'chalav. Der chibishol asr Torah. So Rabbi Kiva, nami basar b'chalav chiddushu. So Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't he say it's a chiddush? Eli Yalef, now the Gemara is pivoting away. Migu'ulei ovdei kochavim. So we're saying really the source is in basar b'chalav. It's the idea of hechsher kelim. Dem Rachmana called davar sheyavo ve'eish shememur da'aser gilei ovdei kochavim la'atayim lo ba'amahu v'ha'aser hachanami lo shana. So Rabbi Kiva very famously derives the principle from Giulei Akum, the story of the Torah. The Jewish people went to battle at the end of Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Matos against the Midyanim. Saror is a Midyanim, Yikisa Mosam, because they were part of the plot against the Jewish people that caused the terrible plague of 24,000 Jews to die, who were involved in the sin of Baal Pa'ar. So the Torah tells us that the Kalim that were recovered from Minyan is part of the Shlal Melchama, is part of the loot or the booty of war, so that there had to be Hechsher Kalim. Now there was why would you have to do the Hechsher Kalim? It's not like there's a piece of non-kosher meat in the pot that you can just take out. So it's because of the taste which is absorbed in the walls. Okay, so maybe that's the idea, that we know that the taste of something is prohibited. So the rabbis say that we can't really learn, that's too anomalous a source. It can't be something that we extrapolate from, because we have a principle. The Torah tells us we're not allowed to eat a dead animal in the Vela. So the Torah says, like, Yerusha
Rabbi Sharef. Froze Rabbi Friedman.
Okay, so let me just go back a second. The Torah tells us that we can't eat a nevela. Okay? So, like, Yerusha Rabbi Sharecha titnena vachala. You have to give it to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is allowed to eat it. So we have a principle in Halacha that kol ha-ra'oi la'achilas ger kare nevela, that only something which is really fit for human consumption is going to be aser. So generally speaking, if it's a davar pogum, if it's something which really isn't fit for human consumption, it's not going to be prohibited on a Torah level altogether. So when you have a nosein ta'am lifgam, when you have something which doesn't contribute positively, the assumption should be that it would be permissible. So the idea that they had to be machshir these kelim on a daraisa level seems like a big chiddush and highly anomalous and not something that we could really learn the principle from. So Rabbi Akiva nami ho chiddushu am Rav Huna bar Chiya lo asra Torah el lo gedera bas yom al delav nosin tam levgam hu. So he says, no, the Torah only really required you to do hechshir kelim for those that were recovered that had been cooked with that very day. So Rabbanan gedera bas yom. So the rabbis will tell you that's still a chiddush. Nami afshadelo pagma porta, that there's still an element of bas yoma, even if it's within 24 hours, that it's not 100% constructive taste. So am the ravachabrei the ravavi the ravashi mid the rabbanan nishma the Rabbi Akiva lavami rabbanan haymishras litein tam ki ikar mikanat adam lecholi sur mishabetorah. So the rabbis again maintained that the source was mishras, not from gili oktikol chavim. And from there, you extrapolate to all these Sumer Torahs. So there be kiven ami, the kamokim la lahai, mishras, la heter mitzdarif la iser, lema mikana, tadam, la choli surim shibitorah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since the pasuk of mishras teaches me heter mitzdarif la iser, maybe it should apply to all these surim shibitorah. So the Gemara is now going to explain why you can't apply that principle of heter mitzdarif la iser to all these surim shibitorah. Remember, we've already done the logical work here. We can explain very well why. Because normally Heter and Isser are two very different categories. So maybe it really is unique to the world of Nazir. So the Gemara is going to derive it in an interesting way. So Amalei Mishum Dahavi Nazir V'chata Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ke'echad Ein Malamdin Nazir Hada Amaran. Okay, Nazir would be a source of Mishras, that Heter, in the case of Nazir, is Mitzdarif L'Isser. Chatas Mahi D'Tanya Kol Asher Yigab B'Yifsar Yikdash V'Kar Ben Chatas. So any utensil which touches the carbon chatas takes on the status, it absorbs the taste of the chatas, it takes on the status of the chatas. Yachal afilu shalo bala, didn't absorb, tamalomar bibsara, ad she yivla bibsara yivdash lios kamoa, shim sula yi pasal im shera, tochal kechamar shaba. So Rabbi Akiva says that you can't extrapolate from these sources, it's shnei ksuvim aboyin ke'echad, and we have a principle that any time something is taught in two different ways, by nazir and by chatas, so you can't extrapolate to the other Yisurim of the Torah. So what about the rabbis? What would they tell you about that? Rabbanan Tzrichi. Dikasa Rachmana Gabi Chatas. If I just had the principle by Chatas, that the Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isser, that anything which touches, the piece of meat, which touches, again, this utensil, which has other foodstuffs in it, and then everything is going to become like the Chatas, Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. So if you taught me that by chata, remember this is a very loaded line for us because we've talked about how nazir is deeply ensconced in the world of kodesh. And because of Rachmana gabi nazir, and if I only taught this principle of heter mitzarif v'yisr gabi nazir, have amina minazir liyofinan mishum dechamir yisure tefilu chartzan aserle. That nazir is uniquely stringent because even the pits are aser. So Rabbi Akiva Amar L'Chalamai Tzrichi Bishlam Mikazer Rachman Achatas. If we only had the source by Chatas L'Gamer Nazir Minah the Chulin Mikachim L'Gaminan, Kachim are much stricter than Chulin. Al Lichto Rachman Ben Nazir, but it had been written by Nazir V'Tesi Chatas Minay Tokol Yisurim Shabbatorah Kagamri Minazir. So he doesn't have a problem learning from Nazir. He doesn't think that Nazir is so uniquely Chamor. So Rabbanan Amar L'Chachatas. Lahetar mitzarif l'iser v'chulin mikadshim lo gam minan u'mishras litein tam ki'ikar mikana tadam l'chol yisurim shabbatorah. So the rabbis, again, they're going to have these two principles. They'll tell you that chatas teaches me hetar mitzarif l'iser, okay, but I can't extrapolate it to the world of chulin. And mishras will be tam ki'ikar, and that is a basis for extrapolation to all of the prohibitions of the Torah. So Rabbi Akiva Tarvayu Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. So Rabbi Akiva will tell you, no, both of these teach me the source of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. Remember, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ta'am Ki'ikar, the fact that something's taste is like the Isser itself, is from Gili Ovdei Kol Chavim. Rabbi Akiva Tarvayu Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. V'havel hu shnei ksuvim haboi ke'achad. V'chol shnei ksuvim haboi ke'achad ein malamd. Good. So I'm the Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. El ha'd t'anya mikol asher ye'oseh Migefen Hayayin, the pasuk which says that any grape products are part of the Isur Nazir. Limit al Isur Nazir shem mitzdarfin ze im ze. So the Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds from this idea of Heter, Mitzarif Isser, we don't understand. Hashta, Yishlam Retter, Mitzarif Isser, 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 Le Isser, Mibaya. If you hold that Heter can join forces with Isser, so obviously Isser can combine. So Amalai, Rabbi Akiva will respond, Heter, Le Isser, Mibas Achas. No, there's a Chiddush. Heter isn't Mitzarif Isser, Bezachar Zeh. Isla Isser Afilu Bizah Harza. So Tosos points out what we mean here, Bizah Harza, is what we this is all Bichdei Achilas Pras in a very short amount of time. So we're talking just a matter of a few minutes, etc. It's 9 minutes or so. Okay. So just to review the critical points. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva says the principle of ta'am ki'ikar, that something's taste is equivalent to the actual substance, is derived from gi'ulei midyan. Okay, according to the Rabbanan, they reject that because they say that's a chiddush, that's an anomalous case, because that should really be at least in part nosein ta'am lefgam. So the principle of ta'am ki'ikar is derived from mishras, that if you soak grapes in water, that water is then prohibited to the nazir. So the ta'am ki'ikar principle is agreed to, and everybody agrees that it applies the chol isurin sheba Torah, that the taste of something is as if you have the substance. The only question is, where do we derive it from? More controversially is the question of heter mitzarif le'isir. There, Rabbi Akiva holds very strongly from this principle of a heter mitzarif le'isir. We talked about why, you know, nazir is a very important source for that, that if you need a shear of kezias, you could use heter. The Rabbanan felt that we have two sources, nazir and chatash, neksuvim haboyin ka'echad, ein malabdin. So they'll say isurei nazir are mitzarif zeimzeh, but not necessarily heter mitzarif le'isir. And Rabbi Akiva will tell you, I still maintain there's a difference. When it comes heter mitzarif le'isir, it has to be bebasa achas. But when it comes to isur and mitzarif zeimzeh, it can even be bizeh acharzeh, as long as it's toch kedei achilas pras. Let me turn things over to Ken.